In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come. I'm sure the British, the Saudis, and the inhabitants of Monaco have a better sense of what it is to have a king and to live in a kingdom. After all, we Americans separated ourselves from George II of England more than 200 years ago. And by now, we're pretty used to doing without a king. We are able, however, to honor someone who has a name like Martin Luther King. In pop culture, we permit King to be used in phrases like King of Swing, King Kong, King of Beers. And if we have any king in our nation, it certainly has to be the customer, the consumer. Since we have such little experience with a real king, the idea of a kingdom is pretty foreign. So we ask, exactly what are we praying for when we say, "Thy kingdom come"? In the New Testament, kingdom, Reich, regnum, basilia, is a state of being with dignity or a territory ruled by a king. John talks of it. Israel's king is coming near. Repent. Be ready. This kingdom is no product of human effort, however. It is quite distinct from the world, a kingship like David's or Solomon's. Membership in this kingdom is by the promise, like children who receive an inheritance. The only one to fulfill the demands of this kingdom fully is our Lord Jesus, who was obedient even to death. God's kingdom, then, is not an earthly kingdom, but a spiritual one. For it delivers us from the realm and power of the devil. It frees us from the bondage of sin and the fear of death and from a troubled conscience. It has boundaries, but you can't draw them on a map. God's kingdom is spiritual, occurring where the Spirit enlarges the kingdom. It is where the gospel runs, giving righteousness to unworthy rebels and making citizens out of enemies. So if we think in terms of an earthly kingdom, when we pray, ours is a misguided prayer here. We need to admit our desire to be part of an earthly kingdom and listen to the gospel again, and with a repentant heart, trust what God tells us about his spiritual kingdom. So how does this kingdom come to us? Luther rightly says it comes through the Word of God. The gospel. That is, in his own time, God acted to take away the sin of the world by sending his own Son to be a human and counter all the temptations and pressures that the world and the devil puts on humans. That Jesus knew no sin. He was perfect, a citizen of the kingdom. He willingly went to the tree of the cross in our place that we might be declared perfect in God's eyes, and that on the third day he was raised from the dead, and that he will come again to judge the living and the dead. So when we pray, "Thy kingdom come," we're asking God to send his word. For by the power of the Spirit, it creates faith, and faith receives the life the Word brings. The Spirit enlightens us. Where there was a wretched sinner, there is now a saint of God because of Christ. Where there was a rebellious spirit, there is now an obedient servant. Where there was an overwhelming selfishness, there is now a generous heart. And the Spirit strengthens us. Where there was only fear, there was courage with the Word of God. Where there was waffling before the enemies of God, there is a sturdy, firm stand on the Word. where there was a limited vision of the word's power under the Spirit, there is now a vision that reaches to all peoples. And there's more. Someday, God will reveal himself in an even greater way in eternity as we stand around the Lamb's throne praising our God forever. So it is that Luther's large catechism can remind us for what we pray. Dear Father, we ask you first to give us your word so that the gospel may be properly preached throughout the world and then that it may also be received in faith and may work and dwell in us so that your kingdom may prevail among us through the word and the power of the Holy Spirit. Finally, just how great is this kingdom? Indeed, it's not about small stuff. Let me try an illustration to help you think about this. Think about the limit on your credit card. If you were talking to the bank that issued it, what limit would you be asking for as you travel through the Lord's kingdom? A $10 limit for a drive-through meal? A $100 limit for a new outfit? A $1,000 limit for a long flight? A $100,000 limit for down payment on a new house or whole purchase if it's a small one? A $1,000,000 to begin a new church building? Any of these is too small. We're not dealing with crumbs. God's kingdom is a great treasure. It's about eternal life in Jesus' name. So we ask for a global, eternal rebirth by the power of the Spirit through the Word. And that Word is so powerful that no tyrant, heretic, or devil can stand up to it. As Luther said in his hymn, one little word can fell him. In a few moments then, we will pray, Thy kingdom come. We ask that God's kingdom of the gospel come to us daily in his word and vanquish all the enemies of God's Reich, Regnum, Basilia, God's kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.